This is Pastor William Coleman of the Crossroad Baptist Church, and we are celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And what a wonderful thing that we can do to be able to know that Christ not only cared for us, but he came to this world. The Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We've got an exciting message, but I want to open up in a word of prayer. Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this crisis, how that you are keeping your people at peace, and we are yet able to celebrate the goodness and the mercy of God. And Lord, as we share your word and as your word goes out, I pray that it would not be the mere words of man, but the very power of God that is able to save and deliver the souls of men. Bless us now and bless our time together. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to share with you the message entitled Living Proof of the Resurrection. And our Bible verse is taken from Romans chapter 8 and verse 11. Here's what it says. But if Christ, if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwells in you. That's Romans 8 and verse 11. So I want to just share with you a couple of things as we look at this message of the resurrection. The proof is in Jesus. That's a matter of fact, not just something that we think about. That's not a thought. That's not a philosophy. The proof is in Jesus. Jesus was raised from the dead. If he was not raised from the dead, then our faith is in vain. All that we believe is in vain, and there is no resurrection of the dead if Christ be not raised. Here's something interesting that I find. It's a dreaded condition that people have, not the disease that causes heart problem, not the disease that maybe affects our body, but the disease of ignorance, where people simply don't know or they weren't informed. The lack of knowledge, the lack of understanding is something that impacts people. And the writer of Romans wanted us to know, the Apostle Paul wanted us to know that we don't have to be ignorant about the coming of Christ and about the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He said in many places, I would not that you would be ignorant. He also said, these things I have written for your instruction. My fear is that people will be celebrating Easter and not really understand what they're celebrating. Easter to them is going to be more of a holiday. It's just going to be a ceremony that they go through and they all get together. Well, we can't get together that much, but we maintain our social distancing, and people will celebrate a ceremony rather than the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When Jesus was raised from the grave, the Bible said that was proof that he was God. You don't have to understand it to believe it, but you do have to participate in order for it to be real. If God is God, then there should be no problem that God raised his son from the dead. As a matter of fact, Jesus himself said, I have the power to lay my life down, and I also have the power that I may take it up again. He said that in John chapter 10. Now, if we believe that he is God, which he is, if Jesus is God, then he had the power of life. He had the power of life. Now, this proved two things. One, that the power of life is greater than the power of death. Did you hear what I said? The power of life is greater than the power of death. But the other thing that we find is that this is proof that Jesus died for a reason. Why did he die? If he was God, why did he die? You and I know that he died that he might take away our sins and that he might be the full payment for our sin. So when you think about Easter and you think about the resurrection, you have to look at the fact that Jesus died, and the fact that he rose meant that he had conquered sin, but also that he was very God. He was very God. Now, Jesus did this. He proved to the world by his resurrection that he had conquered the power of sin, that he had power over death. Jesus proved that sin no longer was Lord and master of the people that trusted in him. He proved that. Jesus proved that the power of death was temporary. Jesus proved that the power of sin could be overcome. Jesus proved that God's love was real and could be granted to man. Jesus proved that he was very God. Jesus made good on the promise that he made to Abraham that through his seed all the families of the earth would be blessed. Jesus presented proof. But here's the point. Here's the point. Jesus presented proof. But where's your proof? How do you prove that he is the resurrection? How do you prove that he is the way, the truth, and the life? So we go back to this verse that Paul says, now if Christ be risen from the dead, and in the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, if it dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead, listen to this, shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead. In other words, it is the same God that raised up Christ that will also raise you up. It is the same God that came down and shook that tomb that will also shake your life. So where's your proof? Where's your proof of the resurrection? And the fact is, we don't want you going around just saying, I'm a Christian. We don't want you simply saying, it's Easter. We want you to demonstrate that the power of God is living in you. And no, I can't take your word for it because that's not what the word says. The Bible does not talk about the fact, well, just take my word for it. I'm a Christian. I believe in God. A lot of people believe in a lot of things, but they don't have proof. And what this verse is saying, you can present the proof of his resurrection. If the Spirit of God dwell in you, the same one that raised Jesus from the dead, he will also quicken your mortal body. He will also raise you from the dead. Two things are demonstrated here. First, it will demonstrate that you are no longer under sin's bondage. You're a free person. You are free because if Christ is in you, he has set you free. He that believes in me, Jesus said, he will know the truth, and the truth will set him free. The second thing it demonstrates is that you are living a resurrected life. You're living now in the light of God's love and in the light of God's power. I want to give you a couple of things here, and then we're going to bring this message to a close. But the proof of a resurrected life is not you wearing a bumper sticker. The proof of a resurrected life is not you getting a scripture, posting on Facebook, or texting a friend and say, here's what it says, and this makes me feel good. The proof of the resurrection is a resurrected life. Christ is in you, and he is the hope of glory. So what about this resurrected life? How do we do that? Well, when Jesus was raised from the dead, the resurrected life was one that the disciples started living. While he was walking with them, they were disciples and they were followers of him. They even shared some things that he was doing, but they did not have that resident power in their lives. They walked around, they ate with him, but it wasn't until the day of Pentecost that the same power that Christ had was now given to them, and they demonstrated it in their life. Bible says, as a matter of fact, while they were walking with Jesus, he was actually in their life. And it says, did not our heart burn within us while he walked with us and while he talked with us along the way? On this Resurrection Sunday, I want to remind you that you're not just walking in a ceremony. You're walking in the power of Christ. On this Resurrection Sunday, I want to remind you that the very Jesus is in your life. The very power of God is stirring you up. As a matter of fact, you got to remember not only what the Lord did for you, you need to remember what Christ is doing through you and in you, that you now have the power of God. This is going to demonstrate itself in a couple of ways. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, if it dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead will not only work in you, but it will quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwells in you. And what Christ is doing, what God is doing in our lives is raising us up to be His example. He's not here. And the world is still crying out for proof. Jesus is not walking, amen, in the flesh in this world, but you are. I am. And what do we do to present this truth? Three things. One, get up. Simply that. Get up. Get up. Don't stay down. Get up. But then secondly, stay up. You notice that when Jesus died, he didn't just get up from the grave and then went back to die. He stayed up. He ever lives to make intercession for his church. You and I, as a child of God, we can stay up. But not only that, we can keep going. So you get that? Get up. Stay up. Keep going. The resurrected life is one that demonstrates the power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If the truth be told, I didn't just quit sin. If the truth be told, I didn't just get over a bad habit. But the power of God came to me while I was yet a sinner. Did you hear what I said? The power of God came upon me and came in me while I was yet a sinner. Now, how did I get the power of God? I confessed that Jesus was Lord. I confessed that he was my Savior. You know what he did? He raised me. He raised me from my sinful state. And that gave me the power to get up. That gave me the power that I could keep on keeping on. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the power of him, by his Spirit. He'll quicken your mortal body that you too can be raised from the dead. You can also get up. So my prayer, my plea with you is that you'd get up from your addiction. My plea is that you'd get up from the sins of the flesh, from the drunkenness, from the immorality, from the pride, and from the greed, that you would get up today and prove that Jesus is alive. Don't just say it with your mouth. Demonstrate it with your life. You ought to be able to walk right, as the old folks say. You ought to be able to talk right. You ought to be able to say, I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that he brought me a mighty long way. Can I go way back? Somebody said he picked me up and turned me around and placed my feet on solid ground. That's what Christ will do. He will give you the power to get up from wherever you are. So my suggestion to you on this day is to say that not only is there a resurrection, but there's a resurrection in me. But then also, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just the power to get up. You got to stay up. It's bad when you say that you're a champion one day for Christ and then the next day that you're not winning the battle. He that dwells in you will give you the spirit of a conqueror. You can stand before any giant, whether it be the viruses that we're facing, the virus of poverty, the virus of anything else. When people talk about you, you don't just let it land you flat. You're able to stand up. You're able to stay up because Christ holds you up by his very power. You have an adversary, and his name is called Satan. And if he couldn't keep you from getting up, his desire is to keep you from staying up, from keeping on and doing the will of God. Every day that you live, you will face this adversary. But guess what? As it says in John 4 and verse 4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them because greater, did you hear what I say? Greater is he that dwells in you than he that is in the world. Thank God he walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me that I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Christ will give you the power to stay up. I used to love to watch these old cartoons, Popeye the Sailor Man. Now, I know some of you maybe have not even heard of Popeye the Sailor Man, but what I loved about Popeye the Sailor Man, whenever he encountered an adversary, the one thing that he needed was his spinach. And he would say, I got to get me Miss Spinach. And as he would get his spinach, no matter what was facing him, no matter what adversary was struggling with him, Popeye, when he got his spinach, he would get up and he would stay up. His muscles would start bulging because he had something in him. Some of you as children of God, you need to exercise your spiritual muscles. You ought to say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Because you've got resurrection power, not just motivation, not just inspiration. You got something that came from God. And if it brought you this far, it will take you every step of the way. That's what God will do in the resurrected life. So we can get up. We can stay up. But then there's a third thing. You got to keep going. You got to keep it moving. You got to know that you didn't come just this far to stop right now. You got to keep it moving. And the resurrection is all about keeping it moving. The Bible said that Jesus did not stop until he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. You got a destiny, saint of God. You got a place that you ought to be. As a matter of fact, the Bible says we are seated in heavenly places in Christ. But guess what? I'm not seated yet. I'm still walking here. So that means I got to keep it moving. Now, I realize that we're not in a church, but I wish you would touch somebody in your house and tell them, keep it moving. Because if you keep it moving, God will work in you. If you keep it moving, God will show you exactly who he is. If you keep it moving and not give up, God who brought you this far will take you every step of the way. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. And so this verse speaks to us powerfully today. The same Spirit, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, the same God that walked with David, the same God that worked in the life of Daniel, the same God that brought Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego out of the fiery furnace has not only given you temporary power to do extraordinary things, this same God has given you and me resurrection power. You don't have to take what the devil is handing out. You don't have to accept these things of the world, because this great God will work through you, will work in you. You say, well, preacher, what else does it give? Guess what? It'll work in you and through you because God is with you. He's not just there for a few moments. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The same power, the same God that has done these extraordinary and these mighty things through us, the same God will work in our lives. That's the proof of the resurrection. Don't tell me how much faith you've got. Don't tell me how much you give to the church thinking that's proof. That's not proof. The proof is, did you get up from your life of sin? Did you stay up from the battles that you were facing in life? And are you still going on? In Jesus' name. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word, and he never failed me yet. I got resurrection power. What about you? I can prove it because the Lord brought me from a long way. Can you prove it? God bless you today as you meditate on these words and think about his resurrection power living in you. God bless you. They said I wouldn't make it. They said I wouldn't be here today. They said I'd never amount to anything. But I'm glad to say that I'm on my way, and I'm learning more and more each day. There were many that started out with me. Oh, but now they've gone astray. But you know what? I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. Yes, I am. I'm still holding on to his hand. That's enough. All right. Thank you, Kevin. Y'all didn't record that, did you? Yeah, I'd do that. All right. We're done. That's it.